Podcast Ranger.
We were never on the rails.
Wait, so we never talked about Tokuger?
Shibachi, go! Figure out where to start the show from here, because leaving that in.
Alright, everybody,
Never again, Lane.
For our first
Never again.
For our first episode of Rain of the Cast Ranger, we're talking about episode 3 of Tokuger, the first 3 episodes of Tokuger, actually. Welcome, everybody.
What year is this?
I think we've gotten into some sort of time loop bullshit.
Then how the fuck am I here?
Good point.
I certainly don't know how the fuck Raven's
you.
Here.
Oh, I yanked you from the future.
Future.
You said you wanted to be part of Cast Ranger from the beginning, so I gave you what you wanted.
Which one of us is the ghost of podcast past?
Yeah.
Let the record show, Gar has raised his hand.
Let the record show, the guy furthest into the future of the show raised his hand.
Because I know your guys, like, I know the show, like, the back
I
of my
know
hand.
What you said 3 years ago about train dicks!
Yeah, pretty much.
I remember the first time Paul lost his shit about Shania.
Do you remember when we talked about news?
I also remember the time where Paul lost, like, called Starcaster a fucking weeb.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up again.
Remember,
news stories!
We watched a toku about masturbating.
Extra, extra cast ranger!
Actually, yeah, it was called a...
Four out of five casters are here, including Raven for a change.
Woo!
And we have Doritos caster.
No, Raven, you have to put your hand over your mouth so it sounds like you're on Discord.
Okay, sure.
All time radio?
Yeah. No, that's there. Yeah.
And then pass out for half the show.
yeah, you passed out. I texted you being like, you're still there?
Yeah, no.
I can just see you, like, you're hearing us in your headphones, and you're just like,
right?
I often wonder if, while you're asleep and also listening to us, if you just have terrifying fever dreams.
Like, you just,
I will tell you. Is actually really disturbing.
You dream that you're actually here with us right now talking about the show, and then you wake up and you're not.
You're not wrong. Sometimes when I do that, I'm wondering exactly how much of the show I was actually awake for, because I feel like I was participating.
So wait, if you were asleep during the podcast, dreaming about being here in the room, does that mean that you're living out your dreams?
That's Emily's job.
Yeah, I know.
Sadly.
But she's not here, so we have Doritos
she's
instead.
She's in Cambridge for 2 weeks.
Yeah, celebrating her parents' 35th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
Alright, first on the news docket. This really weirded me out this week.
Kijiji.
Fucking, I saw it on Facebook, and I fucking died. I was like, oh.
They posted an ad on Facebook using a GIF from a Kiba Ranger showing their
roll
call post.
I skimmed it through my Facebook this morning, thought it was just some GIF on the Kamen Rider group, and I was like,
it was a Kijiji
ad. Then I looked back up again, I'm like, Kijiji?
Yeah, yeah, okay. So this is the post that Kijiji did on August 16th at 10:30 a.m. If it's time to put to bed that cosplay dance trope idea, you could make a mint selling in time for Halloween. And it's basically a blooper from a Kiba Ranger.
That's not a blooper. That was actually in the main episode.
That's the real episode.
I don't remember that.
It was right from the beginning.
This is
much.
A parody series. The whole thing is a blooper and also real.
Yeah.
Go watch a Kiba Ranger.
It's fucking nice.
I wish it had a season 3 or a movie.
That's a thing. The first round of Kamen Rider Build toys have been released, which is the Gorilla Diamond bottles, which means we finally have confirmation that the full bottle toys do not actually have liquid in them.
Yeah, it's like a solid plastic piece.
Yeah, it's like a plastic cylinder.
Like, when you shake it, it just goes up and down.
It makes clicking noises like a can of spray paint.
I saw another video on Twitter where someone was using the Build driver like at a demo station in a toy store, and when you crank the lever... You actually see like the liquid in the bottles moving up and down,
like pistons.
Yeah,
when you crank the lever, it might break off.
Oh damn!
When you crank your lever repeatedly, liquid comes out.
I feel like putting the crank on the build driver is going to be like the same thing with the Sengoku driver. Like when you put the knife on the Sengoku driver, You can remove it,
but you probably
but
shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
Wait,
remove
is that
it?
Mean we're gonna have grunt riders with like,
without the cranks,
like a default belt without
maybe
the crank?
Don't bring back Kurikage Troopers.
And I like Kurikage.
No, I did too.
Them.
I did too, but they
was,
worked in Gaim.
No,
I love when they do rider moves.
Like, it was a genius idea because Zangetsu's like, oh yeah, let's make one of that rider because that fucker almost beat me.
Let's shit on Hase and make him the weaklings we use the power of ground troops.
I feel like that's what Masamichi had done. Should have just brainwashed a bunch of ride players and just used them for as his minions.
That's actually a great idea!
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Rayo Sentai Cast Ranger.
Why does he need to use ride players when he can just keep reviving the Bugsters?
Because the Bugsters are shit.
So are the ride players.
Well, yeah, when you swarm them with
like
enough numbers.
Ten ride players couldn't even stand up to one of the fucking weakest Bugsters.
So you swarm them with like 50.
Yes, it's a raid battle.
Yeah.
Rayo Sentai Cast Ranger, where we come up with better ideas for the shows.
Oh, you bring Kaido back from Fives and just have him lead
fuck
the ride players.
Fuck yeah. Like Kaido, Hase, everyone who's ever been a Mook Rider.
So Alan's sister.
Yeah, the Dark Necrons.
Necron Pete.
The three riders from Wizard.
Oh, the mages.
Yeah.
I love them.
Alright, first official story. God, we've been going
on. Masaki Suda comes out clean about his role in Kamen Rider Double.
As Philip?
Philip.
Okay. I didn't recognize him for a second. Wait, if you go back up.
I mean,
Kyle looks like Michael Jackson there.
I recognize him so little that when I tried to think back to Double and picture Philip in my head, I was just picturing Alan from Ghost.
I know, right?
Clothes.
I've been saying that forever. He's Dark Philip.
He's a Philip. And just I every time you said it, I wrote it off. And then the other day when I was trying to think back to Double, like trying to picture Philip in my head, it was just Alan wearing Philip's clothes.
I'm gonna predict right now that what his Comrade Double experience was. It was probably exactly like Joe.
They made me dress in women's clothing.
It was probably like Joe Onigiri's experience in Kuga. I liked being Kuga. I hated everyone on worked on the show.
In short, he was kind of afraid.
Oh.
Since he was 16, he didn't think kids would actually like him, like being a Kamen Rider, since he's only a teenager.
That's nowhere near as bad as I thought. It's talks about his Kamen Rider Double experience, and I've seen other articles that had a headline that comes clean about the experience, and I'm like,
oh, no,
I just had anxiety, and I didn't think people would like me. So,
which,
so it's about Dreamcaster.
But now he's like, oh, now I'm 24. That's how old Hikaru Kiriyama was.
Ren Kiriyama.
Yeah, Ren Kiriyama, who played Shotaro. Was.
Which means we need a Kamen Rider Cyclone movie. That'd be cool. And as everyone knows, the Double story is actually continuing with the Double manga, Futo Detectives, chapter 2 of which was recently released. And hopefully we'll get translations of it soon.
You know what I want to see a sub of? Kaiju Club episode 3 and 4.
Gar, I'm noticing something about you recently? I think your love for Toku is dying.
Why?
Because, no, it seems everything Toku-related in, like, Rider and Sentai has just been severely disappointing you.
You want to know why, Lynn?
Why?
Are you getting drunk off chocolate milk?
Maybe.
I might be.
I will be blatantly honest with everyone here. Sometimes Rider and Sentai can feel like a chore.
That's a shame.
Gar, welcome to me with Sentai, the entire podcast.
But that's the thing. I actually enjoy Q-Ranger for the most of it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm sitting through Q-Ranger right now like, okay, yeah, but when are you going to get anywhere near as good as Zuoger?
Exactly. I love Zuoger. So, like, even
it's
though...
Like, it's like, my rank for Sentai is, that I've
like
seen
knows.
At this point is just like Gokaiger.
This
Zuoger,
is the news show.
Shit.
Let's talk about opinions on the opinion show. Next, the actor who played the proto Geki Totsu Robots Bugster, aka the Japanese wrestler Hiroshi Tanahashi, recently got a hairstyle inspired by Kamen Rider Build.
Oh.
I love it. You're talking about him and Gar's like, wait, who the fuck's that? And I'm like, you know, the guy from the X8 Ghost movie never watched.
You were here when we talked about it on the news.
I wasn't. I don't know if I... Was I here at that point? Because
I don't fucking know.
No, Sal was here.
Now that you just said that guy's name, I'm just like, oh, God.
He's an
now
NJPW
pro wrestler. I call him Japanese Mickey
Rourke. Now I know who he is. And
Japanese
I'm like, oh.
Mickey Rourke.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Mickey Rourke played a wrestler in a movie.
Okay.
And he was in an anime
the
recently.
Thumbnail.
No, I'm sorry.
Wait, him or Mickey Rourke?
No,
him.
No.
Oh, I was no. like.
Hang on.
I'm sorry. Now I'm just thinking about Robin Williams' sketch on Mike Tyson. He's like, oh, Mike Tyson just bit off Muhammad Ali's ear. Mike Tyson just got out of prison. You're lucky he didn't fuck him.
this thumbnail
the
on the article of the video that's included is hilarious.
Oh.
Anthony, put the thumbnail in.
Oh, my.
Oh.
Right there's Kicking Toast Robots.
That guy. He was in the Tiger Mask double A.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
So,
like, the minute you said his name, I was like, oh, it's him.
It's funny because it's white and red, too.
Right?
Send that to Anthony. Put it in.
Is Tiger Mask worth watching?
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
12 episodes?
If you like, no, fucking more like 50.
Oh, shit.
We're talking full year-length anime here.
I didn't know it was 50. I was like, oh, like 12, 25, 50.
You can see Ichi's face. He's just like, this is the news show. We talk about news.
That's opinion, not news.
Morty.
We were just watching Simpsons. Next.
Homer Cleese no care for beans.
Controversy arises after Toku Spirits event.
Huh?
Toku Spirits is a Philippines-based charity event which features a lot of Japanese tokusatsu
actors
and
guests. What's the controversy?
Apparently, at the conclusion of the event, Kazunori Inaba, who is an actor on Masked Man, posted on his Facebook page that one of the organizers behind Otaku Expo, an event that was partnering with it and taking place the same weekend, apparently reneged on its verbal and legal contracts with Toku Spirits and failed to provide talent fees, airfare, and hotel arrangements for the guests.
Oh.
This being the decision of one Dennis Ui.
Ooh.
So the post from the Masked Man actor, Mr. Kazunori, basically really outed this guy and said, yeah, as long as this guy's involved and there's not going to be as many Japanese guests at these Philippines events.
He was Red Mask and he carries that type of mask.
Yeah.
In which, man, this feels like there was actually a bit of news that I learned this week, or like earlier today, in which, Lane, you remember the green Dino Charge Ranger from Dino Charge, right?
Yeah,
Riley?
Riley, yeah.
Apparently on his Twitter, while drunk, he tweeted out Power Rangers Dino Charge was the biggest regret he'll ever have.
Wait, who is this?
Michael Tabor, guy who played Riley in Dino Charge.
I mean, I'm just assuming at this
but
point...
But that was a good one!
No.
I'm just assuming at this point that Power Rangers at this point is, like, the greatest regret most of the actors have ever had.
No, like, not, like, doing the show, like, behind the scenes type of thing.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, that's kind
of
sad.
And he's like, if you want to know more, I'm going to be at this convention. And then
be drunk there.
No,
he might be.
No, but he mentioned that he deleted the tweet.
But of course, the internet probably saved it because
oh, yeah.
the internet.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Next, Kohei Murakami, the guy who played Zuo Bird and Kamen Rider Kaiza, who already has Kaiza Day on September 13th. Has declared August 10th as Zuo Bird Day.
No,
yay!
You can't have 2 days
yes,
in a row.
8-10! 8-10!
Because the reason for that is the number 8-10 can be read in Japanese as Bado. I don't get it, but okay.
No,
I kind of do,
Bardo,
actually.
Bardo. It sounds like bird.
I don't get how 810 equals Bado. Isn't that like Hachiju...
At very least, if you mess around with a little bit, the 8 can be read as Ba. I'm not sure how the 10 gets read. Oh, I mean.
No, it's like with Goku. How he
I'm
does.
Not sure how the 10 factors into that, but.
Wait a minute, isn't it like with Goku having the number 59 on his.
Literally, shirt? You add a little circle to Ha and you get Ba.
Okay.
That's about. Yeah. I have no idea how that works beyond that.
What a bastard.
Sure.
What an asshole.
Typical of Kaiza's
now
answer.
It makes sense because someone on the writer Facebook group was like, oh, I missed Kaiza Day. And I'm like, no, you didn't. It's next month.
Wait a minute, What day is Kaiser Day?
9/13, September 13th.
It's a day after my sister's birthday.
Because 9/13 is Kaiser's Henshin code. Ka-iza.
Yeah.
Or Q-ich-san.
Yeah. Kaiser musical.
It's not just the Kaiser musical, that was a verse of it. Anyways. DX Kamen Rider X-Aid Memorial Finish Gashit Set.
Fuck.
Because right fucking off. Hell, we haven't put out enough gashes.
You know, Memorial, because they're all going to die.
Just gate.
Just
show and okay.
Spoilers. All what they are is they're the exact same gashits. They're all like their respective gashits. They just have voice lines from each character.
That and they come
because
with,
that's what we want.
They come with two stickers.
God damn it.
One with the actual rider on it, and one with the actual game logos
God
on it.
God damn it! You guys said it, and then I just thought of a thing.
What?
You know. Whoever just said the show ends with game over. No, show ends with the end. Question mark?
Continue?
Yeah, and then true end movie happens.
I was about to say, they all become their own Bugsters.
No, true ending's confirmed where, you know how Masamune...
Don't say anything about the movie yet, because we're going to read the summary and talk about that as we talk about the finale.
Alright.
Yeah. Hey...
But yeah, so these five gashits, Mighty Action X, Tattle Quest, Bang Bang Shooting, Buxo Bike, and Proto Mighty Action X, each have a not only the original game skin, as Gar was saying, but also a different sticker that makes it look like a Legend Rider gashit.
Yeah,
it's funny
sad.
How we see in the picture of Dan holding
yeah,
his gashit,
it's the origin
gashit.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why they didn't just do the origin one for this.
No, because they want to do the purple one.
You should have done both.
That's
no,
so
that would have been too much. Why didn't Pallad get one, huh?
Good point.
Perfect. Because he's going to die next episode.
But like,
I have a feeling he will.
Myself,
same.
Myself included, anyone who's bothered to collect gashits this whole past year probably has all five of these already. Myself included.
Me. It's for the people who didn't bother and now are suddenly going, shit, this show's
are
good.
All these gashits out of stock? Well, here's your fucking chance. Get all of them or get none of them.
See, I wanted to get this. I was interested in buying this set just to get the given one, and then Ichi made a fair point. He's like, but
he never used
he
it.
He never
in the
used
show.
It.
He never used the memorial Gimmu Gash. I'm like, true. So I don't need to.
Yeah, it's like then, no.
So eventually, someday down the road, I will need to acquire a Gashagira Dual Beta because he did use it once.
So
I don't think using it once should like
kind of counts.
Be valid.
It's like how I got the Gombarizing Gash because he used it as the Hisatsu and
once
the thing. Yeah, once.
In something that may or may not be canon.
It's not canon.
It is canon.
Except at the end of it, he had all the gashits, and then we never saw them again. Anyways, the memorial set is priced at 6480 yen. Pre-orders opening August 18th. That's today, the day we found this.
But that's tomorrow.
And we'll end August 31st.
Cool.
Next.
They fucking did it.
Oh, there you go, Ichi. Oh.
Power Rangers Legacy Green Ranger Helmet.
If they... Next up is the White Ranger one!
Probably!
Yeah, I'll get it because I need my White Ranger.
Oh my god.
It hurts me that I actually kind of want this.
I know. I hope it fits your head, though.
What is with...
Bandai sucking Tommy's dick?
Yeah, sucking JDF's
because,
dick.
Because, oh gee, it's like he's the most popular Power Ranger
right?
or something.
It's like people actually buy this stuff because they like the character.
And or the suit.
If anyone asks, hey Lane, who's your favorite Power Ranger of all time? I would say the White Ranger from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Well, you want to know who my favorite would be?
Between that and you posting all that Empire shit, people are going to start thinking you're a neo-Nazi.
Yeah, no, I've been posting my, like, huge love for the Galactic Empire as of recent, and people are just like,
which
be
is
careful,
really,
Lane.
Which is really awkwardly timed based on the whole alt-right shit that's been going on.
Hey, Lane.
Huh? Do it. Rebellion's nothing but a bunch of terrorists.
Do it.
Let the record show that Gar has a towel over his head and is trying to be palpable.
I knew it. Do it.
And now, Skywalker, you will die.
As for this bit,
screw it. Moving on.
Get on with it.
February 2018 release, priced at $99, probably American dollars.
So
it's
going to
be $150.
It'll be a $150 helmet.
Yep.
That's not bad. $150 for an app.
You know what I would like? I would like if it came with an alternate piece where you could put the silver stripes on the top of
no.
the head. Yes. No. I love that.
No.
I kinda no. I kinda wish they do this with more
yeah.
than just these things because
I wish they put it out with the fucking shield.
A couple
that'd be awesome.
Well.
But like it Legacy Dragon Shield.
No lie, I would be seriously tempted to buy that.
No, because if they got enough of these that I'd actually care about, go really nice right next to my Kamen Rider Ichigo bust in my room.
Oh yeah, you have that thing.
Yeah.
So wait, who do you want next to Ichigo?
Like, just any other like rider I'd actually give a fuck about.
Oh.
Because I found that, and then never again.
Mask
well, I mean,
Rider, Black Rider.
I mean, you can definitely look up, like, one-to-one
yeah.
scale cosplay helmets made by fans.
Well, it's not like a
there are even ones that light
scale.
Up, I've
it's
seen.
It's not like one-to-one scale,
I have,
but it's
I have
like,
a tiny one.
Oh, close enough.
Hey, Ichi. You versus the one you should be worried about.
Send that to Anthony. It's some kid in a terrible Halloween Green Ranger mask.
Next.
We finally moved on from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Go see ya.
Legacy Xeonizer official images.
Yay! Now, do they come with like leather straps?
I don't know. Doesn't say. So
that's fucking cool.
Did you ever actually learn how to do the fucking Zeo Ranger Henshin pose? Well, now you can try because you can get the Xeonizer again.
See, okay. Other than the Turbo Morpher, because you know using the key into the ignition wrist morpher is fucking cool. I don't like morphers that require like both your hands.
I like it.
No,
I just when
like
I was a
weird.
Kid, I always was confused by how to do the pose for the Xeonizers.
Exactly. That's why I like the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger Power Morpher. You just go, and then there you go.
It's not
and here I am sitting here like, man, I've got a while to go. I've got a while to go before they get the Legacy Time Force Morpher going.
Yeah. I'm just over here hoping for Super Zeo Megazord.
No. You know what I want to see as a morpher? The samurai ball from Ninja Storm. It was just a ball.
It's toy shit.
It's because Shurikendra was about baseball.
Yeah.
And that was a microphone and sword.
Anyways, Legacy Xeonizer, also February 2018, also $99.
Yeah.
That's a little much.
Wait, how much?
$99.
That's way too much.
A little much.
It's probably diecast. It probably plays the Zeo theme.
It should.
Fuck's sake, it probably does.
Yeah.
You know what it should be? It should be at least 50.
No, I could see it being at least in 70, 80.
I would say 60, 70.
Yeah, okay.
For something with the word legacy tagged onto the front, I'm surprised it doesn't
well,
cost
the legacy
more than that,
the legacy
actually.
Power Morpher was like 50
You're
bucks.
Right, but...
For $100, you could probably buy an original Xeonizer.
Good point.
Yeah, but that one's shit fittings.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, I put this one in. Legacy Power Ranger Zeo figures official images came out.
And as expected of every fucking American Power Rangers figure, they look terrifying.
They look great.
Yeah, they do look great.
They look beautiful.
Great, in air quotes.
Hey, this is the closest thing to Sentai figure arts we're getting.
Okay. No.
I'll grant you the gold one looks awesome.
And I will, this is the only time we've ever actually gotten proper Zeo Ranger figures.
Ooh, and they did the Zeo Megazord, too.
Yeah, the five figures built together to make the Zeo Megazord. They don't come with their signature weapons, which I'm kind of sad about, because I like the Zeo Ranger signature weapons.
Yeah, they'll release
weapons?
Yeah, the, you know, like, Zero Power Sword, Axe, Nunchucks.
Zeo was so unmemorable to me, I forgot they had weapons.
But at least they come with their blasters.
I mean, I should fucking hope so. Otherwise, yeah. Those holsters are going to be useless.
Well, they're holding blasters in their hands.
No, I know.
The Zeo Legacy figure line will... start in fall of 2017, beginning with green, yellow, and gold.
That's odd, but okay. Nope. I'll buy the gold one.
And in late of 2018, we'll get red, blue, pink.
So they're going to wait a year to release the other half of the fucking team?
More or less because Wave 3 is going to consist of green, yellow, and gold, and Dino Thunder red and blue.
Okay.
Because they like to separate two teams together. But since they announced the Psycho Ranger figures, yeah.
So wait, if all six of the Rangers come with Megazord pieces, does gold come with Pyramidus?
No, it comes with the Zeo Staff. Because six Rangers usually get shafted to just, like, exclusive weapon, which is just their signature weapon.
I mean, I'm glad it comes with a weapon, and it actually looks, the figure and the weapon look pretty good.
Like, if anything, the six Ranger figures should come with everybody else's signature weapons, since they don't come with a Build-A-Figure piece.
Or just Pyramidus. Anyways, those are things that are happening.
Yes.
Next!
Oh my goodness, if Power Rangers DVDs couldn't get any more lazier. Lionsgate released Dino Charge, Dino Supercharge, the complete box set, Samurai and Super Samurai, and Megaforce and Super Megaforce, in like just their own little box sets.
Oh yeah.
I think they're cool.
So here's the weird part, I was looking at these cases real close. So, on the Dino Charge one, they have completely omitted the Pink Ranger for some fucking reason and replaced them with the Violet one, which is really weird.
Because everyone loves Kendall.
Yeah.
And they also did it with Megaforce.
Yeah, Mega.
And instead of putting the Pink Ranger, they put Jake's both of Jake's forms, Gosei Black and Gokai Green. Wow, they really hate Pink Rangers.
You want to know the sad part? Huh? They still don't release these on Blu-ray. Even though the show was filmed in, like, 1080p.
Do you really think anyone cares enough to put Megaforce on Blu-ray?
They put Super Samurai on Blu-ray.
Okay, let's rephrase that. Do you think anybody cares enough to buy Super Megaforce on Blu-ray?
No.
No.
Because nobody actually cares about that god-awful 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
And more so, like Megaforce! I'm like, sure that's an old joke.
More like Power Rangers Super Mega Shit.
I guess this is a good time to quickly promote my new show that I came out with. So, to talk about Power Rangers Ninja Steel, me and Gar are doing our own vlog series called Throwing Two Stars. So it's just a like quick vlog series that we're doing where we just talk about each episode of Ninja Steel that comes out, and it's like on camera, and so you see our reactions. And
do we want to put up the logo?
It's funny. Yes. Put the logo right here.
Anthony, put up the logo. Ask me for it.
Ichi made it. It's really nice.
I came up with the name and designed the logo.
So,
and even though I was like, we don't need a title if we're just going to do a vlog series on it.
Everything we do gets a title.
Why?
Because.
That is so
I am an organization freak.
The first episode will come out sometime.
First two episodes.
Yeah, first two episodes will come out sometime soon.
I finally put them on the computer off of the camera
today.
In which I actually looked at them and then I realized, oh god, I really let myself go.
So, next! Yeah. Ah! SH Figure Arts Renewal Kamen Rider Eternal!
Oh my god, that is very beautiful. Oh, no, go! No! No! Yeah!
those no's were for the version without the cape.
Because you can't just have Eternal.
Oh, you can make him do the thumbs down.
Of course you can. No, you know what? I bet you can pose him doing that sweet-ass fucking rider kick that he does.
How do you fucking move the cape?
Maybe it's like wires inside.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And yeah, he actually comes with all 26 Gaia memories.
Oh my god, there are two shots, one with them all in and one without them. You can, in fact, put all 26 memories in it.
Wait a minute. Eternal has 26 slots.
Yeah, that's
the plot of the plot of the movie is that he has slots for A to Z.
Kamen Rider Double, Gaia Memory A to Z. That was the name of the movie.
Well, yeah, I knew that. I just didn't know he had slots for all 26 on his body.
What's that? That's how he, like, because he uses apparently,
it's not that the Gaia memories come out, there's just versions of those attachments to his suit with them.
Oh, okay, good. You know why? Because those would be a pain in the ass.
26 tiny Gaia memories? No, thank you.
Yeah, exactly, like Eternal's saying. No, thank you!
So the figure includes a number of accessories and parts. 6 additional hands for left and right, an exchangeable memory holder part set, which would be the chest piece, 3 additional Gaia memory accessories, Eternal signature combat knife, Eternal Edge, and the iconic cape, Eternal Robe.
Wait a minute, the cape actually has a name?
Fuck yeah.
Wait, what's it called?
The Eternal Robe.
Whoa.
And his weapon is the Eternal Edge.
All right, that's now awesome. Somebody has to do photos with him with Doctor Strange.
Or Batman.
Can we Doctor please Strange. Have a premium Bandai DX Eternal Edge, please?
I would love it.
I would kill for Eternal's combat knife.
I want a Joker slot on a knife.
Yes. So, I've seen handmade ones. They're good.
So the Renewal Eternal is priced at 78.84 yen, so probably over 100 bucks by the time it gets to any of our hands.
But you know what? It's the Renewal series. They're worth that much.
And we'll release in January. Pre-orders begin now.
He looks cool. I still haven't seen the movie yet.
It's a good movie.
He's just tempted.
I am. I'm very... Well,
I think there was a Dragon Knight reference in the movie.
Yeah.
Because there was an English actor.
King of Sky, they actually just literally ripped the audio of someone saying Kamen Rider and put it on the actor.
Kamen Rider. It's better than what I just saw in Battle Fever J.
I did not know that.
Where they actually got an American guy to come in, speak his lines, but they dub him over into Japanese, saying, oh, there's a machine over there that translates everything he says into Japanese. And it's like, 1979.
Why did you bother
no, no,
then?
No, but then you have the other American who's like, oh, you speak Japanese? Yeah, since we're both FBI agents, we should know how to speak, you know, multiple languages. Why the fuck doesn't he know Japanese?
Anyways.
Next. I'm not Japanese!
Oh, so you can't speak Japanese. Shoto, Wave 7 of Kamen Rider figures have been revealed.
The Shoto Stage series.
Yeah, in which they're like tiny figures.
More like tiny gimmick figures that don't actually gimmick.
Yeah. The four figures are Kamen Rider O's Tatoba combo formation, Kamen Rider Birth, Kamen Rider Zedo, and Doras.
Doras? His ass is a door.
Who's Doras again?
From Zedo.
Seiji the Kaiwa monster
from
Zedo.
The cool one!
Oh, no, the first monster, Dexbot and Mask Rider.
Oh, yeah, and they used the footage of Zedo.
Remember he was fucking awesome in Zedo?
Yep.
Yeah, and he has an awesome SH figure arts.
And apparently there are two more figures in this set that are being kept secret.
Gee, I wonder what they are.
I mean,
think of it. With Birth, what can you possibly do?
Proto-Birth.
Exactly. Okay, there's one of them.
And then something Zedo.
No, and then there's going to be Doras in his red form.
Good guesses, but we'll see what happens.
But next. Here's my favorite thing. Shoto Shishi Red from Uchu Sentai Q-Ranger prototype was revealed. So yes, Super Sentai is finally coming back toy line-wise. Sadly, not in figure art form.
I mean, they've always had the vinyl figures, but those are terrible.
Yeah.
I like the ones I have.
Yeah. But, yeah, Q-Ranger is finally gaining some respect in toy versions.
Yay.
I mean, I get it. Q-Ranger's probably got the most originality per suit in the last little while.
That is...
Because otherwise, let's release five figures that essentially look the same!
I also love how with Bandai of America, they're like, oh yeah, when we adapt Q-Ranger, we're gonna make everybody's different mold.
It's just... Like,
this might be the only American toy line I'm excited for then.
So sad they cut off the Sentai figure art line at Tokuger.
No, I am so
sad. I guess you could say it was their last stop.
No, I'm just sad that they never finished like teams like Jetman or Die Ranger or Hurricanger. Because we never got a Shurikenger figure art.
Nope. So, the new line is set to debut in December, but its details and contents are still being finalized.
Show us that image, Ichi. Oh, that's so beautiful. Wait, when I first saw this news article, somebody said it was the Figuart prototype. I lost my shit. I go back to
look at it. I would definitely have noticed that this wasn't a Figuart. It's very obvious.
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
It's a prototype.
Yeah. Well, anyways, Q-Ranger.
Superstar! Shishiretto!
That's about it for news.
Wow, there wasn't a lot this week.
Yeah.
Wait until next week when we have magazine scans.
Oh, fair enough.
Field.
Beautiful. Well, no, man. Freaking Q-Ranger, man.
Oh, Raven, I told Ichi that when we talk about the debut of Build, we're getting Eric on the episode.
Because physicist.
He's a physicist.
Whoa. Fair.
So I need to see the Kamen Rider that is also a physicist.
I messaged him about that. He hasn't responded.
Of course not. Eric's busy doing Eric shit.
Doing physics.
Yeah.
Eric's busy doing science.
Yes, BHD.
Action science! Action science!
Night, everybody.
10 points for anyone in the comments who knows that reference.
Darkest sketch. Darkest sketch.
Bye.
That's a completely different reference.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
This episode of Cast Ranger has been brought to you by the glorious donations of our cast patrons, Oliver Nilsson, Joel Maroney, and Chris Laird. Thanks very much.